Okay, back to Mr. Z. On the neurological examination, he does show a vertical gaze palsy and also evident postural instability and freezing of the gait, which could explain the falls that he was mentioning. Then on cognitive testing, it's found that he has a lower processing speed, impaired attention, and deficits in frontal and executive function, which is fairly typical for PSP patients. So the doctor suspects a diagnosis of PSP based on this story.